Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Megillah Daf Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. The Gemara with which we will be commencing our shiur with is found at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the very last two words. We notice there a house marking, a geometric form resembling a house. In effect, this is a continuation of a series that began in our previous shiur. These are halachos that are brought to us by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We are currently in the middle of one of two groups of halachos of his. The first group of halachos deals with the issue of krach, cities. Some of the halachos here were dealing with walled cities, and some of the halachos were dealing with halachos that are relevant to cities in general. So continuing our shiur, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We are at the top of Daf Dalid. Lud v'oinoi v'geha haroshim. These are names of cities. Mukofis choyma mimois Yeshua binun havu. They were walled from the times of Yeshua. And of course that has direct ramifications to halachas concerning Kriyas Megillah and other areas. Before we go any further, we now encountered a triangle, a new geometric form, and on the outside margin you'll notice a mivneh, a structural note. The triangle represents gimel efshoriois, three possibilities, me'ezit kufa lud v'oinoi mukofois, from which historical period are these in fact enclosed by walls. So the first statement that we saw so far says that they were walled from the time of Yeshua. The Gemara asks, v'hani Yehoshua bonini, were these in fact built by Yehoshua? V'ha El Pa'al bonini dichtiv. There is a pasuk indicating that El Pa'al built them, not Yehoshua. The pasuk says, uvnei El Pa'al ever umishom v'shomer hu bono es oinoi v'es lud uvnoi seha. So, focusing strictly on our markings, you'll notice that Oinoi and Lud are dot underlined, just like they were at the top of the page. But you see in this pasuk, they're associated with El Pa'al and not with Yehoshua. Well, the Gemara asks, if you're asking a question already, the Letamech, according to you who are asking from the pasuk involving El Pa'al, Ho Aso Bonini. We could argue that the Aso was a king of Yehuda. He built them. Dichtiv Vayiven Ore Mitsura Yehuda. And he is responsible for building these fortified cities. So how are we to resolve the actual one responsible for these cities? Omar Rebbe Lozer. Hani mukafois choymo mimois Yeshua bin Nun havu. You'll notice we are using triangles and calling them Aleph, Beis, and Gimel in the next few lines between the lines, indicating an explanation for the three former triangles. So the first stage one should be aware of is that they were in fact enclosed from the times of Yeshua bin Nun. Choruv bimei pilegish begiva. These cities were destroyed at the incident involving the Pilegish Begiva, which is a story in the Tanakh. V'osa El Pa'al Bonini. Later, El Pa'al came and reconstructed them. Hodur Inful, they subsequently fell down. Osa Aso Shaptsinu. Aso came and refurbished them, or reconstructed them. Daiko Nami, and by careful reading of the Psukim, one can discover this. Dichtiv Vayomer Liuda Nivne es Heorim Hoele. He said, let us build these cities. Well, if you are referring to build the cities, it indicates Michlal de Orim Havu Mekor. There must have been cities before, and this was a function of rebuilding them. Shema Mino. So we see that the involvement of Asa which was a later point in history, was not an initial construction, but rather a reconstruction of that which existed earlier. We now encounter a Roman numeral number 2 to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text between the Gemara and the Rashi. This was featured in our introduction to this sukkah on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So that if we refer back to our structural note there, you'll notice we had a Roman numeral number 2 featured, and we indicate that this second group of halachas of Rabbi Shimon Levi deal with Megillah and Purim. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos b'mikra Megillah, women are chayav, are obligated in hearing the Megillah reading. Sha'af hein hoyu ba'oi sohanes, women were included in the miracle. The pshat that Tosfos gives is that not only were the men part of the gezeira, the edict of Haman to be destroyed, but all of the Jews, including the women as well. Rashi gives a pshat that through Rashi too actually expresses that pshat. Sha'af al hanoshim gozar homan lahashmid lo abed minarve adzokein. The pshat that we mentioned in the name of Tosfos is, as we pointed out, Rashi agrees with that. However, the Tosfos presents another pshat from the Rashbam that's found also in Arvei Psachim, that the reason that women are included in the Mikra Megillah is because the nace happened through a woman, in this case through Esther. So you have these two approaches to appreciating the expression Sha'af Hein Hoyu Bosa Nes. Either they were included in the salvation, the miracle of the salvation, as the original edict was to destroy everybody. And the second pshat, that the woman in this case was the mainstay of the miracle in the form of Esther. Continuing in the Gemara, the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Purim Shechal Yois B'Shabbos. If Purim comes out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. However, Shoylin V'Dorshin B'Nyono Shel Yoim. However, the Rav of the community will hold forth a lecture darshaning, explaining the Megillah and other Purim-related matters. The Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi telling me that I don't already know from a pre-existing Tanaic source? And you'll notice before we go on in the Gemara that this is a long question, as is indicated by our long question marking, the kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical dashed line, indicating all of the lines opposite this vertical dashed line form the question. My irya Purim, why speak about Purim, afilu yom tov nami? Even other holidays are included in this idea of when it is Shabbos or during that particular holiday. The Rav holds forth a lecture on the topic. Desanya Moshe tikein lahem liYisrael. Moshe established a rule. She shoylem v'dorshin v'inyono shel yom, that there should be lectures held on the matters regarding the day. Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, laws of Pesach on Pesach. Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, Atzeres is a reference to the holiday of Shavuos. V'Hilchos Chag b'Chag, Chag is a reference to Sukkos. So we see that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, when they arrive, there is supposed to be a public lecture on with regard to them. So too, if Purim comes out on Shabbos and we can't engage in the reading of the Megillah, because of the rule that Rabbah is responsible for, that the fear that if someone doesn't know how to read the Megillah and he'll want to learn how to read it, he'll carry a Megillah out on Shabbos into the public thoroughfare and be over on Meleches Hoitzah, or Ma'avir Dalet Amos Birshus HaRabim, which is a Shabbos prohibition. So there's no reading of the actual Megillah, but there is a halacha that we see regarding all Yom Tovim that one holds lectures on the topic. So the question is, why do I need Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi when I have this Tanaic source indicating that this is a practice observed with regard to all holidays? The Gemara answers, Purim it's Dericha Lei. It's important for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to say that Purim also is subject to this takona of Moshe that the Rav is supposed to darshan, is supposed to hold forth a lecture on Purim-related matters. Without Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I might have thought otherwise. Mahu detema. I might have thought nigzor mishum derabba. Let's not have even a lecture on the matter of Purim, because if we hear public lectures, we might come to actually reading the Megillah, which involves the carrying out of the Megillah on Shabbos, which is what Rabba ruled against. Komash Malon, Sir Rabbi Shul ben Levi says that we will hold the public lectures regarding matters of Purim and not be fearful that we'll come to the actual reading of the Megillah. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Odom Likrois Esa Megillah Balayla Lishanoisa Bayoim. We'll explain the word that we've dashed underline, Lishanosa, according to the end of the Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara. However, in the before we finish this particular sukya, we're going to see how some people misunderstood this particular word. So for the time being, we'll use the explanation, what we call the Maskona explanation. And Rabbi Shlomo Levi is telling us that a person has to read the Megillah at night and repeat it. Lishanosa would mean repeat it by day, a second reading, day by daytime. Shenemar, Elokai Ekro Yoimon Velo Saneh, Velayla Velo Dumi Oli. So we see in this Pasuk, which is from Tehillim Chof Beis, which is a chapter of Tehillim that's associated with Esther and hence Purim, so we see a reference here to Yomam and Laila, a double reading. Now, at this point in the Gemara, there is a mistaken alternative that's raised and will be corrected. Savur Mina, the Bnei Yeshiva, the people who heard this halacha reported by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in this language, that it's Chayav Odom Likrois Megillah Balayla V'Lishanosa Bayom. They heard this word L'Shanosa Bayom, and they thought Sovor Mina L'Mikre Balayla, that the halacha is one is to read it at night, U'Lamisno Masnisin D'Ido B'Yamama, and to learn the Mishnayis of Maseches Megillah by day. In other words, the word L'Shanosa, the Rashi explains they heard this teaching in Hebrew, and the word lishanosa is associated with the word shoneh. Shoneh means to learn, and it's a word specifically related to the learning of Mishnayos. As you can see, the word Mishnah has as its root the same word as shoneh, to teach or to learn something. So they thought that the halacha was that in addition to the nighttime reading of the Megillah, there is a requirement to learn the Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah by day. Amar lehu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah responded to them or straightened them out. He says, "L'didim sholminei de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba." It was explained to me by Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, "Kagon diamri inshi." The use of this word lishanosa is the way people speak in common parlance. Evor parshosa dove asne. People say, "I'm going to go over this parsha and I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to go over it again." So the word asne, if you see, you can see it's spelled with a tuf, but there's a certain amount of letter exchanges that are possible, especially between Hebrew and Aramaic. So the word asne, also you can see that with a shin in it, ashne, so that the word, like the word sheni or shnia, indicates a second time, a doubling. So it was explained, Rabbi Yirmiyah explained to the Talmidim, to the Bnei Yeshiva, that Rabbi Shimon Levi's Kavana is simply to read the Megillah at night and do it again a second time by day, and not to understand the word of Lishanosa being related to the learning of Mishnayos. Itmar Nami, it has also been stated that we read it by night and by day. Omar Rebbe Chelbo, Omar Ula Biro'a is his name. Chayav Odom Likrois Esa Megillah Balayla Ulishanosa Bayom, that one's obligated to read the Megillah at night and a second time by day. Shenemar, Lema'an Yizamercha Kovoid Velo Yidoim Hashem Elokai Li'oilom Oideka. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Yizamercha kavoid bayom, that's a reference to saying the or singing the praises or the honor of God by day, v'lo yidom, and do not remain silent, balaylo. V'hai kro b'mizmarumcha Hashem yudisoni, darshin b'psikta, morcha v'eser v'omlach ha-shverosh. This posuk that we just read, l'man yizamercha kovod, is associated in the midrashic literature, in the psikta, as referring to we'll call main characters of the Purim story: Mordechai, Esther, Haman, and Achashverosh. Ukrias Megillah, who Shevachu. The reading of the Megillah is a praise. Shemefarsmas Anes. By reading the Megillah, we publicize the miracle. Vakoma Kalsin Lekodesh Baruch Hu. As a result of that, everyone praises the Almighty. So this is a fulfillment of what the pasuk is saying, Leman yizamercha kavod, so as to sing the praise and honor of the Almighty. And in the pasuk, as we said, you have a reference to kavod is a reference to by day, and velo yidom is a reference to the night. So we see night and day referred to in this pasuk as well. In our Mishnah at the beginning of the perek, there was a reference made to extra possible dates for the Megillah reading, dates instituted in consideration of the villages that provided food for the main cities. Elal shakforim makdimin liyom haknisa. On the outside margin, we have a Noseya topic heading. Ta'am lahakdomas hakriya shel b'nei hakforim liyoyim haknisa. The Gemara will get into the reason for having this allowance for earlier days for the b'nei hakforim, for the villages. The Gemara. Omar Rabbi Chanina, chachomim hikilu al hakforim. The chachomim have instituted a leniency with regard to the villages, yes makdimim liyom haknisa, enabling them to read early, the earlier, meaning reading on the yom haknisa, which we saw was the Monday or the Thursday before the Yud Dalid Ador. Kedei shiyasapku mayim umozoin vachem shebekrochem. And the word kedei is emphasized here because this will be the subject of the discussion of the ensuing Gemara, and in fact this will be changed later on. But at this point we're going to translate what we have, and that is that the Chachomim instituted this leniency providing for an early reading on the part of the villagers in order that they shall provide food for the main cities. In other words, on Purim Day, they will be free. They will have already fulfilled their Megillah requirement earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, and when Purim Day comes out the 14th, whether it be on a Sunday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Friday, the B'nei HaKforim, having read on the Monday or Thursday before, Yud Daled will now be free and available to provide food to the cities. As we continue in the Gemara on Amud Beis, we have a new geometric form, and it's indicated in our Mivneh, structural note in the outside margin. This we call the volcano form, a trapezoid. It is explained as a ma'akav. It is an attempt to keep track of the back and forth nature of the discussion of the Gemara, the give and take. You'll notice as you skim down the Gemara text, the form flips over, opening up with the narrow part facing upwards, and the narrow part on the third line will face downwards, and it'll flip back and forth quite a few times as you go down the upper third of this page. So with the narrow part facing up, this represents Shelos, questions, and the narrow part flipped over, Tshuvos, answers. We'll also be using the double underline Ve'im Esau, which is a phrase that will repeat itself a few times in the Gemara, at which point the Gemara emphasizes the question. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, are you suggesting by the way the halacha was presented at the bottom of Amud Aleph, de takanta de krochim havi, the issue of the reading early on the part of the villagers, was instituted in order to benefit the people in the large cities. For Hotanan, we have the following source, our Mishnah, and bearing in mind that if it's so that the early reading is for the benefit of the main cities, how are we going to understand the following? V'hotnan, we have been taught in our Mishnah, you can see we have a frame around this section indicating this is a Tanaic source. Chal Yois B'sheni, the 14th of Adar, Purim day, is on a Monday. Kforim V'ayoros Gubelos Kurin Bo Bayom, the villages and the large cities both read on that day. Now, Ve'im Esau, if it is so that the provision for early readings is in order to benefit the large cities, well then, Likdami Liyom HaKnisa. Well then, in this scenario as well, where the 14th of Adar Purim day falls out on Monday, why not have the villagers read early on the Thursday before, which happens to be the 10th of Adar, and that way, they will be free on Purim day to provide the food and supplies for the large cities. The Gemara answers, Havu Luhu Asora. The scenario we just described by having the villagers read on the Thursday before the Monday comes out the 10th of Adar. V'asora lo tokinu rabbonan. The 10th is not one of the dates that was established by the Rabbonin as an option for reading the Megillah in the first place. Therefore, the question falls away, and we're sticking with the explanation at this point that the early reading provided for the villagers is in fact a takona, an institution provided for the benefit of the large cities, so that they will have their food supply provided by the villagers who were apparently involved with food production. Toshma. Well, we raise a question again from our Mishnah on Daf Beis. Chal Lios B'chamishi. If the 14th comes out on a Thursday. Kforim Vayoros Gedolos Korin Bo Bayom. We see here the villagers are not reading early, they're reading on the same day as the Ayoros Gedolos. Ve'im Esau, if it's so that the early reading is for the benefit of the people in the large cities, Likdemu Liyom HaKnisa De'achad Asar Hu, in this case, since the 14th is on a Thursday, the Yom HaKnisa before that was Monday, that would be the 11th of Adar, and that's one of the days that is provided for as a Megillah reading day. The Gemara answers, in truth, it might very well be that the early reading is a provision for the benefit of the large cities. However, this suggestion falls away. Miyom HaKnisa, Liyom HaKnisa lo dochinon. We don't push early from one Yom HaKnisa back to an earlier Yom HaKnisa. In other words, in the formulation of the rules of providing for early Megillah readings, this aspect or this scenario is not allowed. Toshma. We have the following Tanaic source, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when is there early reading of Megillahs? B'mokoyim shenich nosa b'sheni v'chamishi. Those are in locations, in areas, in regions, where the courts meet on Mondays and Thursdays, and people gather in the large cities for court sessions. If we're talking about a region where the courts do not meet on a fixed basis on Mondays and Thursdays, Ein Korin Oso Elo Bizmana, the villagers are not going to read it any earlier. They'll read it on the 14th, which is the official time for celebrating Purim. Now, V'yisal Gadaitoch Takanto Dekrochen Hi. Notice the double underline. Here we have the V. We didn't We don't have the expression v'im isa, but it's the same thrust. Hence, we're going to now bring the question to a focus. If it's so, if one were to think that it's a takata de krochim, that the early reading is to benefit the large cities, so what that courts don't meet on Mondays and Thursdays? Mishum de'enich nosen b'sheni u'v'chamishi. Just because the public doesn't gather in the cities on Mondays and Thursdays, mafsidi lehu lekrochim, should the large cities lose out? And yet, we see that since there's no gathering on Mondays and Thursdays, we are not going to make special provisions for the benefit of the large cities. So, if that be the case, we have to take stock again, or reconsider the original presentation of this halacha regarding the kfarim. So the Gemara answers, in fact, lo temo kidei shiyasapku mayimu mazon. Kidei is an expression meaning, indicating that the takona was in order that, okay, the kidei means in order that they should be able to provide food for the main cities, but rather that's not the way to present this halacha in the first place, elo emo. Rather say that the early reading of the Megillah on the part of the villagers was actually because that was their income, that was for the, it was, in a manner of speaking, it was for their benefit. Mipnei shemisapkin mayim umazoin lachem shebekrochem. Because they are providing water and food for the large cities, we wanted to, there was an allowance made for them, for their benefit, so they can be free on Purim day to supply the food. And the idea of having them free on Purim day, which is in effect a convenience for them, for the villagers, can be facilitated if they, the villagers, are going to be in the large cities on Mondays and Thursdays, anyway, because of the fact that people went to the large cities on Mondays and Thursdays for court sessions. But if they're not going to be on Mondays and Thursdays anyway in the large cities, so for them it would be no added convenience having an early reading on the Yom HaKnisa when they're not going to be in the cities, in the large cities, on the Yom HaKnisa anyway. Let's take a look at the Rashi. The second line from the top, Elo Emo, Mipnei Shemesapkin. Schar Hu Lohem, it's a benefit or a profit to the villagers, Bishvil Shem Mesapkin, because they are providing the food. Hilkach, Hecha De'ein Nichnasin, if you're in a region where there's no Monday and Thursday trips to the large cities for the courts, Lo Kulahu L'Gabayu, it doesn't represent a leniency for them to have an early reading. The Ein Kanscha, there's no benefit. Once again, if they were going to be in the large cities anyway on Mondays and Thursdays, so we were giving them an advantage to get in the Megillah reading as well. But since we're talking about a case where they're, as Rabbi Yehuda was talking about, a case where a region where they don't meet on Mondays and Thursdays, so the villagers aren't going to be in the large cities anyway. Hence, there's no, it doesn't represent to them a leniency or a benefit to them to have that early reading option. Ketzad chalios b'sheni b'shabos kforim v'yoros gedolois kurin boi b'yom v'chulei. When we learned the Mishnah at the very beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah began with calendar dates. Namely, the Megillah is read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav. And in presenting the calendar dates, the Mishnah went in an increasing order, or an increasing number as far as the calendar, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, etc. When it came to presenting examples of how there may arise an early reading, the Mishnah didn't use examples of the calendar dates, but rather used examples of the weeks, of the days of the week. And it said, well, if the 14th comes out on a Monday, and then it went on, if it comes out on a Tuesday, if the 14th comes out on a Wednesday. So that in presenting the examples, the Mishnah cited days of the week. So once again, in the opening of the Mishnah, the dates were presented as calendar dates, 11th of Adar, 12th of Adar, 13th of Adar. In the examples, the Mishnah featured days of the week. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha Denokat Sidura the Archa? What's different about the Reisha that it chose and in presenting its halacha, it used the order of the calendar dates. Umaishna Seifa, and what's different about the Seifa, Denokat Sidura Diyomi, that it gave as its examples the days of the week. The Gemara answers, Aidi de mishapchi le nokid sidura diyomi. In order to appreciate this answer, we recommend learning the Rashi on this section. Let us take a look at the Rashi together. The Rashi on the fourth line from the top, Sidra diyacha de katoni, the Mishnah taught calendar dates, according to the number of the calendar date, the month, the day of the month. And when the Mishnah came to explain in giving actual cases, it used the as its focal point the day of the week. And then, after presenting the day of the week, then it introduced the date of the calendar. Chal Yois Erev Shabbos, if the 14th is on a Friday, Kfore Makdim Liyom HaKnisa, Hare Yud Gimel. The Mishnah taught us the villages would read on the Yom HaKnisa, that is the 13th. Because if the 14th is on Friday, the Yom HaKnisa being Thursday is the 13th. Chal Yois B'Shabbos, if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, the Yom HaKnisa relative to Shabbos is the Thursday before, Hare Yud Beis, that's the 12th. Chal Yois Achar HaShabbos, if the 14th comes out on a Sunday, the Yom HaKnisa is the Thursday before, Kfor Makdimun Yom HaKnisa Hare Yud Aleph. Notice that even though we were progressing in terms of we starting Friday, you're going moving on Shabbos, moving on Sunday, the calendar dates were appearing in a reverse fashion, in a retrograde fashion. We were featuring 13th, then in other words, the Yom HaKnisa would be the 13th. The second example, the Yom HaKnisa would be on the 12th. And the third example, when the Yud Dalit comes out on Sunday, the Yom HaKnisa is the 11th. So you're going 13th, 12th, and 11th. So that's how it was presented in the Mishnah. And the Gemara asked, well, why is it? Why is it the opening dates are presented as in the order that they appear on the calendar? And then when giving the examples, it actually uses the days of the week in citing the examples, and at that point the calendar date when the Yom HaKnisa actually comes out appears in a reversed fashion. So the Gemara answers, Umishani, Aidi de Mishapchi le Nokat Sidur de Yomi. Klomar. What this means to say is, Al Yadei Shim Hoya Oiches Yemei HaShabbos Lefi Seder Yemei HaChodesh. If, in giving the examples concerning the days of the week, you were to continue with the calendar dates, you, nefochin loy, you'll end up having to work backwards. In other words, if you want to give an example of, like in the opening of the Mishnah, you said 11, 12, 13, if you want to give examples of that, well, that the Yom HaKnisa is the 11th. So then you'll have to remember that that's a case where the Yud Dalid comes out on a Sunday. The Yom HaKnisa on the 12th, you'll have to remember that's a case where the Yud Dalid comes out a day early, meaning not Sunday, but on Shabbos. And the Yom HaKnisa on the 13th, you'll have to remember that it's a Friday, so that the days of the week you're going to have to work backwards. And as a result of a need to make this mental calculation that even though I'm following the order of the calendar in a progression increasing day-wise, 11th, 12th, 13th, but I'm going to have to work backwards with regard to the days of the week. And that's what this Yu Nehepochen Lo means. The Toya Begir Sosan Hashem Samishna. And that's going to cause confusion in trying to remember the Mishnah, bearing in mind, of course, that Mishnayos were learned orally for quite a long time. And trying to do this balancing act in your head will cause confusion. Why? Lefi Shoyet Tzorich Lazkiron La'achorov. He would have to remember them backwards. Achara Shabbos. Dehainu Yud Aleph. That the example, that's Sunday, that's the Yom HaKnisa. The date of the Yom HaKnisa will be on Thursday, the 11th. Bishabos, if the Yud Aled, if Purim Bay is on Shabbos itself, so the Yom HaKnisa will be dated the 12th, the Thursday before. Erev Shabbos, if the Yud Aled is on Friday, so Yud Gimel, the Yom HaKnisa, will be the Thursday, which is just the day before. Mitoch Kach, because of this need for working the days of the week backwards, namely, as we just saw, Sunday, Shabbos, Friday, mitoch kachu bo ledaleg, he'll come to skipping the litois and to make a mistake. Lochi nokat siduro di yoima of a seder achodesh habalo lo achorayim eino maskiro b'fiv. Therefore, the Mishnah took a different route, a different approach, and said, just remember days of the week. And the Mishnah actually mentioned days of the week and didn't mention in an explicit fashion the dates of the Yom HaKnisa. Darei me'elov hu nishma, v'ein kan otos. It'll be automatic. In other words, but as the Mishnah did, it said, well, if the 14th comes out on a Tuesday, so without much difficulty, you can make the calculation that what the date of Monday is. And if you say the 14th comes out on a Wednesday, just keep moving on in the presentation of the days of the week as the days that Purim comes out. It will be a rather automatic mental process of calculating when the Yom HaKnisa falls out. So, to summarize, in order to preempt the making of mistakes, the Mishnah presented the examples in a different way than it presented the opening. The opening presented calendar dates, and in citing the examples, the Mishnah used days of the week, featuring when Purim itself comes out, starting in days of the week and working in a progressive fashion, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's automatic. That one does automatically, and as far as the calculation is concerned, that will follow, and therefore there won't be any confusion. Continuing in the Gemara, Chal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos, our Mishnah gave an example of Purim coming out on Friday. It said in our Mishnah, Ayorois Umukafois Choyma Kurin Boi Bayom, the large cities and the walled cities read on that Friday the 14th of Adar. So what do we see? We have here the large cities and the walled cities reading together on the same day. Masnisen Moni. Our Mishnah is authored by whom? The Gemara is asking, who is the author of our Mishnah? And it answers, E. Rebbe Yossi. Our Mishnah could be authored either by Rebbe or by Rebbe Yossi. Before we get on in the Gemara itself, a word about structure. The names Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi will appear in the Gemara as appearing in two separate Tanaic sources. We will see in our in this sukya, three approaches to the case of the Friday, the 14th of Adar. We will see Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, they will go together. But as we said, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi appear in two separate Tanaic sources. In each one of those sources, there is a Tanakama, a first opinion. Namely, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi in their respective sources represent a second opinion, a second Shita. In each one of the Tanaic sources, there will be a Tanakama. It will be noteworthy, even though it's not the focus of our sugya per se, but the Tanakama of Rebbe and the Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi do not agree with one another. It's interesting to note that even though Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi themselves agree with one another, the Tanakama of Rebbe and the Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi don't agree with one another. Hence, you have three shitas. You'll have the Tanakama of Rebbe, the Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi, and Rebbe slash Rebbe Yossi who go together. Before we read the Gemara itself, there, if you scan ahead, you'll notice a number of different geometric forms. So in the outside margin, you'll notice we have a Nosei and Mivne. We will use the circle to highlight Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, and if you scan, skim along the page, you'll notice circled to these two circled names. Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Deos, Kamishnosenu. We've written this on the outside margin. These are opinions that are like our Mishnah, Dim Chal, Yudal, Berev Shabbos. If Purim Day comes out on Friday, Ayorosu Mukofin Kurin Bo Bayom, that the large cities, along with the walled cities, read on the 14th. The bow tie form you'll see used in the Gemara, where we want to highlight where the Gemara says, My Rebbe. And later on, my Rebbe Yossi. Because the opening of the Gemara said that our mission can be either Rebbe or Rebbe Yossi, but we haven't seen them yet, so the Gemara will be asking, where are they? Where are the sources for Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi? The Gemara will also be asking, my Taimo, the Tanakamo, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, and will emphasize that point in the Gemara with a squiggle underline. A little bit later, we'll encounter houses that are form a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the back and forth nature of the give and take nature of the discussion. The house pointing up, the ema, is that word will be featured in the upward pointing house form, and they are hatzos chilufios. There'll be alternative suggestions, and with the house form facing downwards, shiny hacha, the Gemara will, they are dechios, they'll dismiss the alternative suggestions. And finally, before we go into the Gemara itself, let us expose ourselves on an introductory level to the three different shitas that we'll encounter in the Gemara. So in the inside margin, we've provided a little summary entitled Shitos Opinions B'mikre Shechal Yudale Be'er Shabbos regarding the case of Purim Day, the 14th of Adar, coming out on a Friday. The Tanakama de Rebbe will hold as follows. Kforim v'ayorois, the villages and the large unwalled cities, Makdimin v'yom ha'knisa. The dashed underline, ayoros, is used in order to bring to our attention the difference between the Tanakama de Rebbe and now Tanakama de Rebbe Yossi. His opinion is Kforim umukofin makdimin liyom haknisa. There's agreement, there's actually agreement with regard to everybody regarding the villages. Villages will always read on the Thursday before the Friday, meaning a day early. Of course, we're taking into consideration that we're, like in the sugya before, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that we're dealing with regions where the courts meet on Mondays and Thursdays. So given that, using that as a given, Kforim, according to everybody, will read early. What's the point of difference between the Tanakama of Rebbe and the Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi? We see who else is going to read early, given 14th on Friday. According to the Tanakama of Rebbe, the unwalled large cities, and according to Tanakama of Rebbe Yossi, the walled cities. And finally, you see Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, who go together, they say, Rak Kforim Akdim, and only the villages read early, Ayoros Mukofen Kurin Bo Bayom. And that point is what our Mishnah said, that the large unwalled cities and walled cities will read on Friday the 14th. Turning to the Gemara. After having pointed out that our Mishnah, who says only the villages will read early in this case of Friday the 14th, so our Mishnah is E. Rebbe Yossi, my Rebbe. Where does Rebbe say his din? And you'll notice on the first wide line, under the Tosfos, you'll notice it where the second bow tie, my Rebbe Yossi. But in the meantime, where does Rebbe appear? Tesani, we have a Tanaic source. Rebbe is the second opinion. You can see his name is circled. What does it say? It features our case. Chal Yois Berev Shabbos. Purim, the 14th, is on a Friday. Kfar Vayoros Gedolos, Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. Umukofin choyma kurin bo bayom. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani, I say, lo yidachu ayoros mimakoman. The large unwalled cities are not to be pushed early. They will read on the 14th. Ela elu v'elu kurin bo bayom. The ayoros and the mukofin will read on the 14th. My time of the Tanakama. And here the Gemara is going to go through standard form, finding what's the reasoning behind the Tanakama. And after presenting his reasoning, the Gemara will raise alternatives, reject them, and will do the same thing with regard to Rebbe. So my time of the Tanakama, that the Ayoros are going to read early. Answer, Dichtiv. The Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Bechol Shana Vishana. That's what it says, that Purim is celebrated every year. Ma kol shana v'shana ayoros kodmos l'mukofin. Just like in general, the unwalled cities read a day before, read earlier than the walled cities. Afkan, so too in the Friday the 14th case, ayoros kodmos l'mukofin. The ayoros have to read before the mukofin. As a result of that, the Tanakama says the Ayoros are not going to read on Friday, they'll read on Thursday, the day before, making them earlier than the Mukofen. The Mukofen alone, according to the Tanakama Rebbe, will read on that Friday. It's maybe obvious, but Shabbos is not an option, even though Shabbos is the 15th of Adar, which is really the walled city day. But Shabbos, as we saw before, based on the Gzera of Rabbah, Shabbos is not an option. The Gemara asks, V'eimol, and we pointed out that this geometric form is part of the keep track element of this discussion, to keep track of the give and take. And this is an alternative suggestion. Why not take the same pasuk and say, V'eimol, b'chol shana v'shana, ma kol shana v'shana, ein nidchin ayoros mimakoimon. Just like every year, Ayoros are not pushed off, they read on the 14th. We don't have any, in general, we don't see cities made early. The villages, yes, but cities, no. Afkan, so too, Friday the 14th, lo yidchu ayoros mimakoman. Let's not push the cities early, push them out of their place. Push them means calendar-wise, not let's not make them early. The Gemara says, well, shiny hacha, the case of Friday the 14th is different. Deloy efsher. It's impossible otherwise. Namely, if you don't push them early, then the consideration of having the ayoros before the mukofen will not be able to be fulfilled, because the mukofen can't read on Shabbos, and therefore you cannot maintain the unwalled cities on Friday in order to accomplish the idea of them being before the walled cities, because in that case you'd have the walled cities reading on Shabbos, and that's out of the question. V'Rebbe, my time off. What is the reasoning behind Rebbe that has the Ayoros reading Bo Bayom on the Friday the 14th? Well, Bechol Shana V'Shana. He darshins actually the same pasuk. Ma kol shana v'shana ein ayoros nidushim mimkoma. Just like every year, the large cities are not pushed out of their place. Namely, they read on the 14th. Af kan, so too, in this year, when Friday is the 14th, lo yidchu ayoros mimkoman. And therefore, they read on that day. The aim all, well, why not say alternatively, b'chol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ayoros koid mois lumukof. And just like every year, the unwalled cities precede the walled cities. Afkan, so too in Friday the 14th, nami ayoros koid mois lumukof. Have the unwalled cities read on the Thursday, so that they will be before the mukofen. Shiny hocha dolo efsher. Here, it's not possible. We can't have the unwalled cities read on Thursday, because then I won't be fulfilling the idea of Ein Ayoros Nidchin Mimekoman, which is what is the, that's the point that Rebbe feels is a premium. In other words, each one of these opinions, the Tanakhama of Rebbe, and Rebbe have their focus point that they feel the emphasis must be placed on that. In the case of the Tanakhama, it was that every year we see Ayoros before the Mukofen, and we have to preserve that under all circumstances. And according to Rebbe, the premium is placed on the cities, the Ayoros, not moving, not being budged. So he places a premium on that. My Rabbi Yossi, the Sanya, what is the source in which Rabbi Yossi is found that indicates that only the Kfarim are pushed early, but the Ayoros and Mukofen read Bo Bayom on Friday the 14th, like our Mishnah? The Sanya, we have the following Tanaic source, Chalios Berev Shabbos, the same case, the 14th is on a Friday, Mukofen Ukfarim Magdimin Liom HaKnisa. Here you'll notice that the Mukofen are pushed early. This is different than the Tanakhama of Rebbe, who had the Ayoros Gedolos being pushed early. So he says the walled cities and the villages are pushed early to the Yom HaKnisa, Vayoros Gedolos, Kurin Bo Bayom. Only the large unwalled cities stay on Friday the 14th. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Ein Mukofen Koimin Layoros. We don't push early the walled cities. Elu V'elu Kurin Bo Bayom. Everyone reads on that same day. Means everyone, meaning everyone except for the Kforum. The Ayoros Gedolos and the Mukofen read on Friday the 14th, just like our Mishnah. My Taimo de Tanakama. What is the reasoning behind the Tanakama that says that the unwalled cities remain on Friday the 14th, and we make early the walled cities? Dichtiv b'chol shana v'shana. And we see a similar citation, so the same pasuk is quoted, but with, of course, his reasoning reaching a different conclusion. Ma kol shana v'shana ayoros barbozor. Just like every year, ayoros read on the 14th. Uzmano ishelzeh, lo izmano ishelzeh. And the date for the ayoros is not the same date for the mukofen. Afkan, so too on Friday the 14th, we want Ayoros Barbozor, we want the unwalled city, unwalled large cities to be on the 14th, and we also want to preserve the idea that Uzmano Shelzeh, Lo Uzmano Shelzeh, that they, the unwalled and the walled, are not on the same date. So if you want the unwalled to be on the 14th, and you want the unwalled to be on a different date, and Shabbos is out of the question, you have no choice other than to make the walled cities early. Why not say alternatively, emphasize the same pasuk, but come to the following conclusion? Just like every year, we don't have walled cities earlier than the unwalled. If anything, the walled cities are later than the walled, but certainly not earlier. Afkan, so too, in the case of Friday the 14th, Ein Mukofen Koid Min Layoros. Let us not allow the walled to be earlier than the unwalled. Shiny hocha, the low efsher. In this case, where Friday is the 14th, this suggestion is not possible. The Rashi points out, the low efsher, we have a little star, if you want to find the Rashi quickly, he says, de'i lo makdim islehu the mukofen, if you don't make the mukofen early, tzorech ato la kor ayoros with the mukofen. You're going to have to uproot the unwalled cities because of the mukofen, and then you'll have a situation where the you won't have what we say Bekol Shana Vishana the Ayaros on the 14th. Or another thing which we don't want is Yikru Biyom Echad, which according to this opinion, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi, is also something unacceptable. So since the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi wants to preserve the idea of the 14th being the day for the unwalled, and also the unwalled and walled having different dates, we cannot suggest have the unwalled early. That's what the Gemara means at this point when it says lo efsher. There's no alternative. And once again, as we said earlier, the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi has his principle that he wants to preserve, as he expressed in his opening comment that every year Ayaros on the 14th, and that the walled and unwalled have different dates. Continuing, my time at the Rabbi Yossi, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi? So he answers, Bechol Shana Vashana. Again, the quote from the same Pasuk. Ma Kol Shana Vashana Ein Mukafin Koymin Layoros. Just like every year, the walled do not precede the unwalled. Afkan, so to Friday the 14th of Adar, Ein Mukafin Koymin Layoros. We can't have the walled earlier than the unwalled. Well, why not say alternative v'yemo b'chol shana v'shana? Ma kol shana v'shana zmanoi shel zeh, lo zmanoi shel zeh. Just like every year, walled and unwalled do not celebrate on the same day. Af kan so to Friday the 14th, zmanoi shel zeh, lo zmanoi shel zeh. That the unwalled and the walled should not have the same date. Contrary to what Rabbi Yossi says, allowing them to, or provide, insisting that they both read on Friday the 14th. Then one says, well, Shaini Hacha, this case of Friday the 14th is different. Deloi Efsher. There is no other way other than to have them read on the same date, because if I were to say like you and make the mukafen early, then I'm going to be violating my principle, says Rabbi Yossi, of that the mukafen don't come before the ayoros. The Gemara asks, "V'savar Rebbe ayoros loy dochina liyoy maknisa." Is that really so? That Rebbe holds that large unwalled cities cannot be pushed early? We just saw Rebbe saying that if Friday the 14th, the large unwalled cities read on the Friday, giving us the feeling that it, according to Rebbe, they cannot be pushed to the Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday, the day before, the 13th of Adar. But we find that Rebbe does have a scenario where the Ayoros are pushed early. V'atanya, you have the following source. Chal Yois B'Shabbos. The diamond that you see here is explained the outside margin, the mivneh. You see a diamond featured. The Shabbos is the word highlighted. Simun l'tzorach hashvo behemshech haGemara. This is necessary for a comparison later in the Gemara. So at this point we have a new case though. It's Friday. It's not Friday, but rather Shabbos, the 14th. We'll see Rebbe. There's the second opinion in this source, so in the meantime we present the Tanakama. He says if Shabbos is the 14th, Kforim Magdim Yom HaKnisa, the villages will read on the Yom HaKnisa, which will come out to be the 12th of Adar, on the Thursday, the 12th. Vayoros Gedolos Kurin Be'erev Shabbos, the large cities will read on Erev Shabbos, which is the 13th of Adar in this case. Shabbos is the 14th, so Thursday is the 13th. Umukafois choymo lemochor, they will read on Sunday, the 15th of Adar, which is the actual date for the Mukafos Chama. Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, Rebbe says, I hold hoyo v'nidchu ayoros mimukaymon, since the ayoros are not reading on Shabbos anyway, since they're being pushed away from their official date, Yidchu Yom HaKnisa, let them be pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. So what do we see over here? We have Rebbe holding a Yom HaKnisa reading for the Ayoros. In other words, a pushback of the Ayoros. This runs counter to what Rebbe was said was presented as saying in the case of 14th on Friday, where the Ayaros were not pushed early. Here we see Ayaros are pushed early. The Gemara answers, Hochi Hashta, how can you compare the two cases, the two sources in which Rebbe appears? Hossam, in the case where the 14th was Shabbos, Zmanom Shabbos Hi, its official time, the official time for the Ayoros was on Shabbos, but Shabbos is a day that you cannot read the Megillah. As a result of Rabbah's ruling, the fear of the Megillah being carried in the public thoroughfare. And as a result of that, v'hoyo v'nidchu, yidchu, the 14th on Shabbos necessitated the uprooting, the pushing off. Well, once something's pushed off by necessity, so it's pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa. However, v'hocho, in the case of Friday the 14th, not Shabbos the 14th, but Friday the 14th, zmanum, Erev Shabbos. The official time is Friday, and that's a day that it can be read. You're able to read on Friday. Therefore, there's no need for any pushing off. Let's go over this point again. If the 14th is on Shabbos, and obviously the pushing, there has to be a pushing off. So once something's pushed off, you push it to the Yom HaKnisa. However, where the 14th is on Friday, where there's no need, there's no inherent need for pushing off, Rebbe says it doesn't get pushed off to the Yom HaKnisa. Keman az lahod amar Rebbe Chelboi amar Rav Huna. One wants to know, according to whom does Rebbe Chelbo's teaching follow? So what is Rebbe Chelbo's teaching? Before we go any further anymore, we're going to encounter a bracketed section. It's basically a line of Gemara. We will initially skip it and then go over it, the interiors of the brackets, because what's in the brackets is an expression that's not accurate. It's a lashon that needs a tikkun. So let's first see the more fluent or the more accurate presentation of Rebbe Chelbo and figure out according to whom does his halacha go, then we'll go back over the bracketed section. So the Gemara is asking, according to whom does Rabbi Chelbo's teaching that says what? Purim shechaliyos b'shabos. Skipping the brackets. Kol hanidche. Anything that's pushed off. And what has to be pushed off when 14th is on Shabbos? Well, the Ayoros and the Kfarim. Yidche liyoyim haknisa. They're pushed back to the Thursday. In other words, the 14th on Shabbos, there's nothing that's pushed to just Friday one day before, but everything that's pushed back is pushed back 2 days. Well, who held that? Come on. Rebbe. This conforms to Rebbe. This, of course, is in contrast to the Tanakhama of Rebbe, and we're referring to the source that also featured the Shabbos case, and that's why we have these diamonds so that you can find the previous case. Notice in that case, the Tanakhama of Rebbe held that the Ayoros read on Friday the 13th. But the teaching of Reb Chelbo or Rav Huna says that the Ayoros will read not on Friday, but on the Yom HaKnisa, Thursday, which is the 12th. Hence, the Gemara said, Rebbe Chelbo's teaching is according to Rebbe. Let's go over this again. With the bracketed section, noting, of course, that which is in the brackets is not accurate to begin with. The Gemara had asked, "Kiman az ha'olam Rebbe Chelbo amar Rav Huna, Purim shechalios b'Shabbos, hakol nidchin liyoyim haknisa. Everybody is pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa Thursday." So to that, the Gemara responds with a tone of wonderment, "Hakol nidchin salkadaitoch. Do you really think that everyone is pushed back? V'ha'ika mukafin, are there not the walled cities, the Avdi Lamochar? They do it the next day. If Shabbos is the 14th, Sunday is their official day anyway. So you wouldn't say everyone is pushed back to include the walled cities, which is simply not the case. Elo, Kol HaNidche, rather more accurately, what Rebbe Chelbo is teaching is that anything that needs to be pushed early, which does not include the walled cities, but rather it's the Ayaros and the Kfarim, they are pushed, Yidche v'yom ha'knisa, they're pushed back to Thursday. And who says that? Keman k'Rebbe. The Gemara now will focus on a point that we have been mentioning a number of times till now, and now we'll see it at its source. The Kuliyam Lamiya, everyone is in agreement, Megillah b'Shabbos lo karina, that we do not read the Megillah itself on Shabbos. My taima, why not? So, as far as an answer to this is concerned, there are two responses. You'll notice in the outside margin we have a Nosei and Mivneh heading. First of all, we'll be encountering this crown form. Deos, opinions. Lama ein kurin es haMegillah b'Shabbos. Why is it that the Megillah is not read on a Shabbos? So we'll see Rabba, and a line or two later you'll see Rav Yosef. Omar Rabba, hakol chayav mikriyas haMegillah. Everyone is obligated in the reading of the Megillah. And the feeling is that since someone is obligated to do a mitzvah, his mind gets very preoccupied with the fulfillment of that particular obligation. Not everyone is expert in the reading and the technicalities involved in the reading of the Megillah. And therefore, they pushed off the reading from Shabbos, if the 14th comes out on Shabbos, Gzeiro Shemo Yitleno Biyodoi, we're afraid that since the person is so preoccupied with fulfilling his Megillah obligation, he'll end up carrying the Megillah, he'll Yitleno Biyodoi, he'll take in his hands, and he'll go to a Boki, an expert, a person who's knowledgeable, in order to learn the intricacies involved with the reading of the Megillah, v'avireno arba amos v'shuzarabim, and will thereby carry it in a public thoroughfare a distance of 4 amos, which is a violation of Hilchus Shabbos. V'hainu taima the shofar, v'hainu taima the luv, and it's with the same logic that we suspend the blowing of the shofar when the first day of Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Shabbos. Even though, from the Torah standpoint, there should be a blowing of the shofar. The shofar is not a melacha per se, and therefore one technically should blow the shofar on Shabbos, but if someone doesn't know how to blow the shofar, what will happen? If you obligate him to a Shabbos blowing, he'll end up forgetting about it being Shabbos because he's so preoccupied with this obligation of the shofar that he'll carry it to someone who can teach him. And the same thing, v'hainu taima d'lulav, the same thing is with regard to Sukkos. And if the first day of Sukkos comes out on a Shabbos, when from the Torah standpoint the lulav is to be taken, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa on the first day of Sukkos. What happens if the first day of Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos? So we have this rabbinic provision, or prohibition, if you will. It's an enactment that's done, we call shave v'al taseh, simply desist, do not do the lulav, because the fear of there exists this fear of someone coming to violate the Shabbos by being metatel the lulav b'rishus harabim. Rav Yosef Omar. The Tosfos points out that Rav Yosef is not coming to disagree on a fundamental basis with Rabba, because Rav Yosef himself doesn't even address the issue of the shofar and the lulav, hence an indication that Rav Yosef agrees with this fear of one forgetting himself and carrying in the Rishus HaRabim. However, he offers another reason with regard to the Megillah. If you'll ask why, what do we benefit by having another reason? So the Tosfos points out that there's a nafkamina, there's a practical nafkamina, and he mentions that nafkamina is legabi the Beis Hamikdash, where in the Beis Hamikdash there is no shvus. It's a place where, in general, we say rabbinic obligation, rabbinic prohibitions do not apply. But nevertheless, there will be the rabbinic prohibition in the case of the fear one may come to carrying. In the case of the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't apply. But because of Rav Yosef's new reason or additional reason, there still will be a prohibition of a Shabbos Megillah reading. And what's his reason? Rav Yosef says, Omar, mipnei she'eneihem shel aniyim nesuos b'mikra Megillah. The poor look forward to the reading of the Megillah. They associate the reading of the Megillah with their receiving of the Matonos Le'Avyonim. And the Matonos Le'Avyonim is a function of giving the Aniyim money, which is something that we cannot do on Shabbos. And as a result of, we'll say, not causing emotional stress and disappointment on the part of the Aniyim, in other words, if you have a situation of the Megillah reading taking place on Shabbos, you have all of the community of the poor not receiving what they expect. So as to provide for their emotional welfare, we say, no Megillah reading on Shabbos, because if we would have that, we'd be cutting out the Aniyim from what they expect. Namely, they expect their Matonas Levyonim as along with the Megillah reading. Tanyo Nami Hochi. We have a situation again with a bracketed piece of Gemara, because that which is found within the brackets is not accurate language wise. In the Brisa that supports this teaching, the teaching of Rav Yosef, is the accurate Brisa is found after the bracket. So if we skip momentarily, it says, Tanya Nami Hochi, Hoyo Viomru Shikfore Magdim Liam Aknisa. Since the villages are provided with a flexibility in their ability to read early, the Monday or Thursday before the 14th, since they're going to be reading the Megillah early, Goyvin boi bayoim umechalkin boi bayoim. The bo bayom is that early date for the reading, is the date that the Matonas Levyonim will be gathered and distributed. Why is that so? Because the aniyim, the impoverished, are looking forward to the Mikra Megillah as the time for their receiving the Matanos Avyonim. And therefore, if you have the Kfarim reading the Megillah early, that's the time that they will fulfill their Matanos Avyonim, their gifts to the poor, Purim obligation. Avol. Simcha eino noheges elo bezmano, but the Sudas Purim, the Simcha of Maichol u'Mishte, that takes place only on the 14th. In other words, the Kforim will celebrate the Sudas Purim aspect of Purim, not on that early Megillah reading date. With that, we conclude our shiur. Well, let us correct ourselves. We still have to go over the bracketed section, so we can't yet conclude this year. Let's go back then 3 lines from the bottom. Tanya Nami Hochi, Afalpi She'omru. We're trying to bring a Tanaic source to support Rabbi Yosef's contention that the non-Shabbos reading of the Megillah is because of the gifts to the poor, the money distributed to the poor, which they, the poor, associate with the Mikra Megillah. And a Tanaic source is presented to support this that says, Afalpi she'amru kforam akdimim liyoyim haknisa, even though the villages read early, goyven boy bayoyim umechalkin boy bayom, the Matanos Avyonim will be gathered and distributed on that early reading day. Now you'll notice with our markings, we've dashed underlined the expression afalpi. This just simply presents an inaccuracy. Afalpi shamru. Are you saying that even though the kfarim read early, nevertheless the matanos levyonim will be done on that early date? That's not the case. In fact, quite the opposite. Adarabba, quite the opposite, the Gemara says. Mishum di omruhu. Because they read early, because there's a provision for the early reading, therefore there also is an early collection and distribution of the Matanos Yavyonim. Elo, rather, if you want to say the source in an accurate way, say it thusly. Hoyo viomru shekforem magdim liyom haknisa. Since they are going to be reading early on the Yom HaKnisa, even b'bayom l'chagim b'bayom, the Matanos Yavyonim are collected and distributed on that early reading day. But nation, aim she'aniyim, nesuz megillah, because the aniyim are looking forward to the Mikra Megillah as the sign that they will receive their poor, their matanos avyam, the distribution of funds to the poor. Avol simcha eino noheges ala bezmano, but maicha umishte of Purim, the sudas Purim, the eating and the drinking that's associated with Purim, that's noheges ala eino noheges ala bezmano, that is celebrated on the 14th. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.